This is Chuck Smith reporting for Red River Radio News. Governor John Bel Edwards signed a bill Thursday to ban abortions as soon as 6 weeks into pregnancy, with no exemptions for women who have been raped or were victims of incest. A report from the USA Today Network explains Edwards, the only Democratic governor in the Deep South and a devout Catholic, had promised to sign Senate Bill 184 by Democratic State Senator John Milkovich into law if the measure passed. Louisiana is the fourth state to enact a fetal heartbeat abortion law. The Louisiana law will only go into effect pending the outcome of a similar law in Mississippi, which was blocked by a federal judge last week.
What we are doing is we are launching the very beginning work on a Louisiana civil rights trail. And we're having
For the past month, Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser's Office of Tourism has been hosting a series of meetings in cities across the state to help identify locations for the new Louisiana Civil Rights Trail. Meeting organizers had an open invitation to the public to help identify and interpret historic events, physical structures, and locations that helped shape civil rights history in their local communities. A total of 9 meetings began late last April in New Orleans and concluded in Lake Charles on May 22nd. Red River Radio News caught up with one such meeting that occurred in Shreveport last week. It took place in the Valencia Recreation Center in the Stoner Hill neighborhood. Brandy Evans is Vice President of Communications for the Shreveport-Bossier Convention and Tourist Bureau. She shared some thoughts as to what the establishment of a Louisiana Civil Rights Trail could mean to the community.
Because it's a part of all of our history. You know, it's not just one group's history. It's Louisiana. It's America's history. And I am so excited that the state is giving our community an opportunity to tell their story and to shape the narrative about what that looked like here in Shreveport-Bossier, Louisiana.
Robert Trudeau conducts tours focusing on African-American history in Shreveport. He says there is a need for an active historic civil rights trail in Louisiana, as the subject matter already attracts visitors from across the U.S. and internationally.
You know, there are many Europeans, Asians, people from the continent of Africa even, who want to see, they want to know about Louisiana. They realize that this is one of the epicenters and one of the very unique spots in the history of racial relations and of the civil rights movement as well. So they want to be here. They want to know about it, and we better get ready.
Tabitha Harrison Taylor lives in Shreveport's MLK neighborhood, formerly known as the Cooper Road neighborhood. She says a civil rights trail would give an opportunity to showcase lesser-known histories of African-American neighborhoods and how they contributed to civil rights progress.
If you're from Louisiana, depending on what community, what area that you're from, you can see the significance of what has gone on within the community where you reside. So there's another talking point, there's another level of discussion, but there's also visuals that you can go and see and be a part of and understand the richness of the history.
A timeline for the creation of a Louisiana Civil Rights Trail has yet to be established, but the Office of Tourism has gathered emails from meeting participants and has said it will provide updates as things develop. This has been Chuck Smith reporting for Red River Radio News.